producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Benjamin Netanyahu Bibi speech that concluded about an hour ago. Brian in Missouri was getting into what he thinks biblically is happening. Why would the West be backing Iran after backing Al-Qaeda for 4 years to destabilize the region? Or is it really just to get the Arabs all killing each other in an inner-Arab, inner-Muslim, Shiite-Sunni religious war, which, again, is incredibly immoral to go start a war that will kill millions? But that's been the policy. I mean, pretty much that's what this comes down to. And then Israel feels threatened by Iran and wants to escalate into a strike and has that lined up with Saudi Arabia. So it is a real conundrum. What's your take on that, Brian?
Well, yeah, just to finish, I think this is why the Mossad is against Netanyahu, because Netanyahu may not be, you know, in the loop on all this. And the bottom line, Ezekiel says these scrolls come from the plains of Shinar, which is where modern-day nuclear facilities for Iran are located. So at the end of the day, I think the big double, triple cross is going to come when Iran takes care of the dirty work for the U.S. and then actually has a deal cut with Russia.
Well, you're right. And the Bible is wild. It talks about flying scrolls, blowing up mountains, and crafts in the sky that look like metal insects raining down fire. I mean, it just sounds like Apache helicopters. The Bible is really wild. And if it's science fiction, how come so much of it keeps coming true? What's your take on that statement, Brian?
Well, it's not something you can do just with a simple phone call or conversation. And obviously, much has been written by this, but...
All right, brother. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to take some more calls on the Israel situation, because even if you're sick of it like I am, because it never gets fixed, it never ends. It's just a big crisis that special interests make money out of. All the globalists play with our lives like we're nothing but pawns. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What did you think of Netanyahu's speech, and what is it distracting us from? Alan in Washington, D.C., go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Afternoon, rather. I want to note that Chris Matthews on MSNBC right after the speech said, quote, "Too many people were smiling during the Netanyahu speech." Just another example of the partisan division that they turn this into. But the bigger picture, I think, is who is Barack Obama, who's negotiating with Iran? And I want to alert you of research I've done. I've connected the Obama birth certificate cover-up in Hawaii to a eugenics think tank at the East-West Center. I've connected the mother of the twins who founded Planned Parenthood to Alvin Onaka, I've connected to the Population Association of America and the American Eugenics Society, both organizations that go back to Margaret Sanger. And if you just type in Google, Hawaii official who's certified White House certificate of live birth and mother of twins who claim to remember President Obama's birth, both tied to U.S. government eugenics think tank.
Send us a link to that. We'd like to research that, and if it's accurate, post it. I know that if you look at Mother Jones Magazine or any of these leftist publications, they'll have ads from the population associations in there that are the eugenics organizations. And it's true that Obama had like a pod person upbringing. All these CIA people, all these cutouts. I mean, he is definitely manufactured. and you really can't figure out who he is. We're going to be talking about that with Joel Gilbert coming up the third hour. Thank you so much. Adam, Frank, Sleestack is up next. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to hit some other news as well. Continue with your call straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Obama is moving to restrict AR-15 M4 variant rifles. Moving outside of federal law to ban, as we've been reporting since last week, many of the .223 rounds that are out there claiming they're, quote, cop killers. And by that extension, any bullet can be banned. He has said he's planning a whole bunch of executive actions on the Second Amendment. And now Town Hall reports Obama, quote, very interested in raising taxes through executive action. He already massively raised taxes on the poorest Americans, something he promised he wouldn't do, after manipulating them to vote for him via class warfare. And, of course, he's got Republicans that basically work for the same globalist operation, helping him get Obamacare through, helping him get the open borders through, set to vote on that today in the Homeland Security bill or tomorrow, helping him on every front. Not blocking the FCC, power grabbing the internet. They're moving on every front right now, and this is red linked. We'll put it on screen at InfoWars.com. We've already reported that I'm getting reports from our sources around the country and seeing local stories, like in Gonzales, Texas, where the DEA and FBI were voted into the police department with grants, not just to advise or have deputy officers that are quasi-federal, but to actually be stationed in the police department. Obama to expand federal control over state local police, like Common Core, DOJ to develop standards for state and local agencies. And then, of course, penalize them if they don't follow federal orders. The Obama administration released a plan to expand federal control over state and local law enforcement. That's after the media hypes that there's an epidemic of evil police killing everybody. And it's just like guns. Really, gun crime is way down, but the media shows it and hypes it, and the perception is there's more crime with guns. I'll be honest, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, I took the bait and saw police doing unconstitutional things, doing things, bad departments, robbing people at checkpoints. I got very mad and kind of projected it on police in general and played right along at a primitive level with George Soros and others playing. But as more and more of it came out, and I watch what they do in Greece and other countries, they're doing this by design. In 2002, we got the IMF World Bank documents when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank, where they said, we train the police, we give them tactics that make them unpopular, then we organize a movement against them. So you don't have a revolution against the crooks at the top of the government to fix the country. You blame the lowest level person given the unconstitutional orders. You scapegoat them as society breaks down, and then you basically overthrow that group and then put in your own people. So they're playing us off against each other. And I told you that he would announce federalization of police, and there it is. I mean, over the weekend, The Statesman, USA Today, New York Times, the Austin Chronicle. I turn on television. Bad cops, cops are bad, cops are bad. Cops are going to rob you, cops are going to kill you, cops are going to. And as much as I don't like some thug Yosemite Sam cop in a power trip telling me I can't videotape a demonstration and threatening me, I get in their face and tell them I'm going to sue them, don't violate my First Amendment. But I'm against that person violating my rights and their rights. I am not going to just sit here and get manipulated into a civil war that's focused at the police. The globalists hate veterans. They hate people trained to use weapons. They hate local government. They hate the police. Everything they do shows it. And George Soros, just like he funded the internet takeover, funded the anti-cop movement. And I will not go along with that piece of trash. And I see through everything these people are doing. And I'm telling you, I just got chills. I really did. We are in so much peril right now. I mean, the enemy is moving on every front. And you can see their battle plan all over the place. We need to reform our legislatures. We need to reform our police. Everything bad. I'm talking 95% of the bad stuff that cops are doing is federal grants. Checkpoints, federal grants. Black uniforms, tasers, instant shooting, you know, no hesitation training, demonization of the patriots. It's all the globalists that have occupied the federal government trying to get the police to be basically their henchmen. So that when the public attacks the police, while the feds and the globalists direct the public to do so, the feds will then be the savior with guidelines and training. So, oh, we won't come after you when you shoot somebody. I mean, you get cities of millions of people, you're going to get innocent people get shot, and it's a tragedy. You're going to get cops that are scared shooting people. You're going to get crazy psycho cops that occasionally shoot someone in handcuffs. They should have the book thrown at them. They should be put under the jail. That then protects your local government and your county, your city, and your rule of law. Cops get taught by the feds how to cover stuff up. Then the feds come in, double-cross them, take them over. And here it is. We're going to go back to your calls. The Obama administration released a plan to expand federal control over state and local law enforcement. The plan released Monday, entitled Task Force 21st Century Policing, advocates the federalization of police agencies. This is the RAND Corporation, National Stability Force. It's always the same thing. The plan released Monday, entitled Task Force 21st Century Policing, advocates the federalization of police agencies across the country by forcing them to adhere to stricter requirements when they receive federal funding, which is our money to begin with. It's just ridiculous. And then it just goes on from there. the U.S. Department of Justice or the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services and Office of Justice Programs should provide technical assistance and incentive funding to jurisdictions with small police agencies and take steps towards sharing services, regional training, and consolidation. That's the state's job, not the Fed's job. One of the numerous recommendations of the plan. This, of course, will be run by the Justice Department that stays Fast and Furious and lets the big banks rob us and lets derivatives be put on the people's back. The plan also calls for the feds to collect more law enforcement data. Yeah, it's going to be federally mandated, wireless jacked in. It's all in the plan. Cameras on the cops. And you're like, oh, that's good. No, because then they're going to nickel and dime the good cops for doing nothing. And then they're going to, quote, classify and cover up stuff that's really bad. I'm telling you, this is selective enforcement, and it's going to be horrible. I'm for local squad car cameras, and the cops have little digital cameras. That's great. But if the cops all have to have GPS and the cops all have to have cameras on all the time, what's going to happen to us? Well, guess what's coming out? Cameras in all your cars you can't turn off. Toyota announced it 4 years ago. BMW is announcing it. I mean, careful what you wish for, boys and girls. In fact, this is a very serious plan, and I know we can link through to the plan. Let's get some screenshots of the plan. Let's show some of the recommendations. Great job, Kit Daniels, churning that report out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Meanwhile, we're busy obsessing over Israel and Iran. I mean, I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of Iran, Saudi Arabia. Oh, Saudi Arabia is angry. They don't have to go through the TSA, but citizens do. Exactly. Everything is for us. None of it is for security. It's for a power grab. The federal threat fusion centers are in there federalizing our local police. And it's despicable, and it's dangerous, and it's out of control. We should have a separation of powers. We should have state, local, and federal to keep everybody honest. The problem is the feds have been taken over publicly by global government. Do I need to play clips right now of CNBC repeatedly saying foreign banks run America? Aren't we all just slaves of central banks? I mean, that's a fact, folks. We've been conquered. Sleestak in FEMA Region 4. What former state are you in, Sleestak? Okay, let's pipe him through, or maybe Sleestak's gone. Network, you got him? Yep. Go ahead, Sleestak. I mean, you go ahead and talk, or I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basically, as far as all the Israel criticism, I definitely agree that people are completely over the top, you know, and I couldn't agree with you more on that subject. However, I don't feel like you emphasize the Israeli involvement in 9/11 quite enough because, I mean, you have guys like Wayne Madsen come on, even they talk about, I know the Saudis were definitely involved too, but I just feel like as far as criticism, you know, I defend you a lot when people mention a lot of that stuff, but
I don't want you to defend me because, you know, I made a film, I produced a film, Fabled Enemies, that is about Israeli involvement in 9/11, that is criminal elements, working with Saudi intelligence as they do closely. And I talk about it all the time, just like Israel's involved with Turkey and Saudi Arabia right now with Al-Qaeda. And I had Joel Skousen on yesterday talking about Israeli Arab spies inside ISIS. So it's like people say, I don't cover the Federal Reserve or I don't cover. I mean, it's just not true. But fine. I mean, go ahead. You're on air. We didn't screen your call. Tell us about Israeli involvement. See, that's the way to do it. Just call in and talk about it. Because no one's censoring you.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, all the cats like, you know, Michael Chertoff, Dov Zakheim, the Israeli security at airports, and all the PNAC involvement with Philip Zelikow, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perl, Douglas Feith, George Tenet. It's basically, lately I've just been, hearing you talk about the 28 pages, and who knows exactly what they're going to say, but, I just hear this constant Saudi Arabia. And it's like, yeah, absolutely. But.
Well, that's because that's in the 28 pages, and we know where the hijackers came from. We know there was a stand down. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy visa section who exposed all this 14 years ago on the show. So I know we can prove that, and I can prove the government covered it up and stood down, and that's enough to send Al Capone to prison, baby. I will take what I can prove.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I fully support you, Alex. God bless you, brother,
and I appreciate you. And listen, we don't have to agree on Israel completely to, you know, we all want free markets, Second Amendment, due process. I just don't want to get caught up in this Middle Eastern power struggle battle. The globalists want us. There's a reason the government and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and folks sock puppet these white supremacist groups.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at harvestright.com. That's harvestright.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is a syndicated radio broadcast in the main, but we also have a full TV production here at Infowars.com/show. And already have cable systems and TV stations picking the broadcast up live via internet streams, some of them then downloading it and playing it later, even before we officially launch on satellite and other systems in the near future. But our main audience is 170-plus AM and FM affiliates, and, of course, the giant amount of folks watching the video and listening to the audio streams. And the way we reach more people is you out there spreading the word, so thank you so much. And we'll go to Regina, Steve, Alex, Abdi, Dan, and others that are patiently holding after Lord Moncton leaves us here in about 25 minutes or so. Lord Christopher Moncton, of course, was the top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's a scientist, researcher, journalist, ran major newspapers in the UK. He now runs scienceandpublicpolicy.org. He helped prove that Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, was an inconvenient fraud. Had it basically removed from UK schools because they had to put a disclaimer in that polar bears could swim and penguins could swim and the ice sheets were, you know, not disappearing. They've actually gotten bigger. And a lot of other big victories. And this is the big globalist push to control and track and tax everything on Earth while ignoring real environmental crises. So I wanted to get him on because his big peer-reviewed paper has come out and is being attacked and demonized right now. But I don't want to spend too much time on that because these people are so discredited, you know, whatever. But it's important. I also want to get his take on geopolitical movements. So if he'll do this, I'll throw a curveball at him, a wild card, in this short segment, the next long segment, he can have the floor in the main. What do you make of Bibi's speech to Congress? What do you make of this Western alliance with Al-Qaeda calling itself ISIS to bring down Assad, now blowing back so we ally with Iran, and Israel saying they may, you know, basically go in and blow up those reactors, and then Russia, and, I mean, everything seems to be going into high gear. Obama is saying he may raise taxes executively. That is dictatorship. He's banning bullets with executive action that is totally illegal. He's federalizing police. Everything's moving in high gear. Is there a reason geopolitically this is happening? Because it seems in other Western nations things are moving quickly. What's going on, Lord Moncton, in your view?
Okay. Two questions. First of all, let's deal with Obama and what he's up to there in the United States, in Washington. Now, what he's doing is he's realized he's lost control of Congress. He knows he's no longer in charge of that. So what he's doing is he's saying, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just make law up as I go along and use the procedure known as the executive order, where I just write a piece of paper saying this is what I want, and that then becomes the law. Now, Congress ought to wake up and realize that, in fact, he doesn't have the power to do this, because Article 1, Section 1 of your Constitution, quite clear, it says that no law can be passed by anyone unless it's passed by Congress. Nobody else has any legislative power on their own at all. So he can't usurp the function of Congress unless Congress lets him away with it. And the Republicans need to sharpen their game and start saying, no, we're not going to let the EPA make up rules. We're not going to allow Obama to make up rules randomly. It has to come before Congress or it isn't a law. So that's that one. He's acting as every dictator always does, making up the law when he can't get it through his parliament. Now, as far as Bibi Netanyahu is concerned, whom I know, because I met him in Israel many years ago when I went there as a guest of the government, what he is really saying in that speech is a cry for help. He's saying, look, this is going to hell in a handcart because effectively the West has found itself taking sides over and over again with one Muslim faction against another. And then in no time at all, it finds itself fighting on the opposite side. And all the time, it is feeding Western weapons in to groups which eventually become terrorist groups fighting against the West. And it's time that this nonsense stopped. Now, of course, he's also very worried indeed about the various nuclear researches going on in Iran, which are clearly not intended so much for civilian use as for weaponizing the plutonium to make bombs with. And he is not going to allow that to happen, and he's made that very plain. After all, it was Israel who previously knocked out the Osirak reactor in Iraq, when it too was working towards weaponizing nuclear material. So he is saying, if you won't do your job, because Obama effectively has abdicated in that region, he's too close to the Muslim side of things to be trustworthy as far as Bibi Netanyahu is concerned. So Netanyahu is saying, I'm going to have to act unilaterally unless you decide that you're going to sharpen up your act and find a more solid, coherent policy for dealing with the
Middle East. All right, Lord Monckton, stay there and come back and finish that. Then we'll get into your paper making international headlines, the latest power grabs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Christopher Monckton is our guest, sciencepublicpolicy.org. He's going to finish up with the geopolitical situation, and we're going to get into the carbon tax situation, the latest on that fight. In fact, if you go to my Twitter account, I tweeted it a few weeks ago, the latest issue of National Geographic is titled The War on Science. And on the cover, they say, we never went to the moon. And then next, they say, in The War on Science, that climate change isn't real. What a nice bait and switch. We always said, Monckton for 20-plus years, that it is climate change, that it's normal, that change is the only constant because of the sun and other factors. The solar winds, the list goes on and on, and that's what the science shows. But they get up there in line and say, the science is in. Everyone agrees, global warming, anthropogenic, man-made. Now the last 3-4 years, they've segued into change. Change, period. Now we're having record cold in Europe and the United States. It's freezing right now in Austin. Usually by this time of year, it's springtime here. In fact, last week, trees were budding with flowers. Now they're all basically dead because it's, you know, freezing here. It's the sun. The sun started to cool off a few years ago. Lord Monckton, but I had astrophysicists on, you name it. Not just Lord Monckton. They said, get ready for it to get cold. Get ready for the ice caps on Mars to get big again. When I had David Rothschild on years ago, I said, why are the ice caps then? That was when the Earth was still heating a little bit, about 8-9 years ago. I go, why are the ice caps getting smaller on Mars too? And he said, well, that's because Mars is closer to the sun than Earth. And I said, no, it's the fourth planet. We're the third. He said, no, it's not. Sorry. And I said, are you doing that to be insult my audience, or you think we're that dumb? He just started laughing at me. We've played the clip of that many times. It's in my film Endgame. Lord Monckton, they seem to be tripling down now as everything collapses on them and then trying to discredit you and others. Finish up with any geopolitical news, and then let's get into that subject, please.
All right, very briefly then, on Bibi Netanyahu's speech. And this is a very important speech. It was extremely well received in Congress. Many, many standing ovations. A lot of excitement about it. And I think this is a very important and very significant moment, because Congress has decided to act unilaterally here in a way it hasn't done, hadn't found the courage to do so far. It invited Bibi Netanyahu when Obama didn't. Obama didn't ask him to come, but Congress asked him to come because they are concerned that he simply doesn't have a handle on the Middle East situation, which of course stems originally from the situation of Palestine. It's really Britain's fault originally, because it was we who decided, when we had the mandate to control that territory, eventually to give it to Israel when there were still 1 million Palestinians living in it. And that has led to conflict ever since. Now, it's very clear what's got to happen. There needs to be a generous financial settlement to those who can demonstrate that they are legitimate descendants of the original Palestinians who were dispossessed by the creation of the State of Israel. That would leave Israel in place, but the Palestinians properly compensated, but they would have to accept, as the price of that compensation, that they acknowledge Israel's continuing right to exist and will no longer seek to do it down. Now, that's the kind of policy that I think we're going to need to see. And it's actually Western countries that are going to have to pay for that, because it isn't Israel's fault that Israel is there. It's our fault that Israel is there. And so we should compensate the Palestinians for what they have had to endure, the taking away of their territory to create Israel. This is a problem for Palestine. We have to understand that. But at the same time, Israel, after what was done to it before the Second World War by Hitler, Israel also has its right to exist as a nation. And that way you can get both nations coexisting, I hope, in harmony. Something like that has got to be tried, because otherwise the conflict between the West and the Islamic world, which has largely stemmed out of the Palestinian conflict, is not going to go away, and it is, I'm afraid, going to get worse. And I'm very sorry about that, because my late father spoke Arabic, looked quite Arabic in some ways, knew many of the leading figures in the Arab world, and was very fond of it. And so am I. And it's a great sadness to see this really unnecessary disturbance of the former harmony there, and the savage treatment in particular of the Christians in Syria at the moment, and other places in the region, where hundreds of thousands have been dispossessed or killed, and virtually nothing said in the fashionable left-wing press. Well, that's why Bibi Netanyahu is being received so well in Congress, because he is speaking to these issues which the present administration in the United States has nothing to say about.
In closing on the subject, why won't the feminists that say a man wearing pants hurts women, or that all sex between a man and a woman is rape, literally, why aren't they upset when radical Islamists sexually mutilate women or cut their heads off or kill Christians or put little girls into sex slavery? Why would the left, is radical Islam so sexy and chic? If you go to a leftist meeting, there are folks there just fawning after it. It's so sexy to be in a jihad slave pit.
This has always been the way that the media and the left are, by instinct, not democratic but totalitarian. And totalitarians will always tend to stand together and think as one. And of course, there's the additional factor that Obama has been letting very large numbers of Muslims into the United States. And this is because the first few generations of immigrants from wherever they come tend to vote left. And so the left always have policies which seem terribly tough against immigration, but in fact you always get very, very large numbers of people coming in, and in particular at the moment from the Muslim world into the United States, changing forever, as they hope, the terms of trade in voting to make sure that we never really ever get a Republican government again. That's the aim of it. It's the constant movement leftward. And that's why the left makes common cause with the terrorists and the extremists of Islam, rather than doing what the center-right does, which is saying, actually, that sort of conduct is unacceptable.
All right, Lord Monckton, good analysis on that front. Let's segue into the latest on the carbon taxing, how they're responding to record cold temperatures, record thick ice sheets, record numbers of polar bears and pinguinos. What's happening on that front?
Well, let's first of all, you're quite right about this. There are seven times as many polar bears than as there were in the 1940s. Hardly, as you may think, the profile of a species is imminent threat of extinction. And yet the Worldwide Fund for Nature, so-called, which is another communist front group, has put out an advertisement in the United Kingdom, which doesn't appear on their website because they don't want people actually getting the text of it and then making complaints about it, which says that polar bear numbers are in decline. Well, they're not. They're growing very rapidly because the Arctic, it has been a little bit less warm than it had. There's been a little bit of a loss of ice there, but it's been more than matched by a gain of ice in the Antarctic. And overall, just a few months ago, for the time of year, there was more sea ice globally than had ever been measured in 35 years of the satellite coverage. You will not see that in any mainstream news media. You will only see it on Alex Jones. But the fight back is now even beginning among the scientific community. The paper that I and three distinguished colleagues, Professor David Leagate, Dr. Willie Soon, and Dr. Matt Briggs, published in January in the Chinese Science Bulletin, is the most popular paper in terms of the number of downloads that distinguished journalist, the Oriental equivalent of Science or Nature, has had for any scientific paper published in the last 60 years of its archive. In fact, it's had more downloads than the others by just about 10 times over. This has proved to be a very popular paper because it's actually quite a simple paper. What it does is to set out an irreducibly simple climate model, which is a way of looking at the climate. And what you can see in the paper is that when we ran that model for the first time, the answer it gave was exactly the rate of warming that we've in fact seen over the last 30 years, whereas the official models are predicting twice as much warming as has actually occurred. Now, this paper is a phenomenon. It's of great concern to those who are trying to say at the UN's climate conference in December in Paris, where they hope to inflict a world government treaty on us, the one they failed to do at Copenhagen. They're going to try again. The Chinese blocked the Copenhagen one. The Chinese have been squared by, as of course, Obama this time. He went over there and said, look, please don't wreck the treaty this time. We'll let you out of it. You can go on emitting as much CO2 as you like.
That's right. They never comply with any of it. They can build all the new plants they want. Pachauri can in India, even though he just lost his position, we can talk about that. It's only on the West that these cuts are made.
That is absolutely right. And what is interesting is that China has been given a specific exemption, so it doesn't have to cut its emissions at all. Now, the point about that is that China is now far and away the largest emitter of CO2 on the planet. So if CO2 were a problem and you were wanting to control it, the one country you wouldn't let out of this agreement is China. And the other one that you've just mentioned that you wouldn't let out is the second largest emitter, or soon will be, and that's India. And so what they've really said is that in order to get some sort of a treaty through, they're going to have to exempt the people who are now the major contributors to CO2 in the atmosphere. That's how dotty it has all become. But the reason why they're pushing for this, desperately pushing for this treaty, is they now know the science has collapsed. Our paper, among others, tells them it's collapsed. But they can't admit it, and their only way of not being shown up as having got it as badly wrong as they did is actually to bring CO2 concentration down to zero, so that when, as they now know it would anyway, the temperature fails to rise, they can say they did that with their heroic cuts in CO2 rather than that it wasn't going to happen anyway. But, of course, this paper has provoked outrage and screaming fury on the left. At first, they tried to poo-poo it, saying that the journal it was in was insignificant, and they discovered it is the Journal of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the largest such thing in the world. Then they tried various very dopey attacks on the science, which fell completely flat because most of them had plainly not even read the paper. So then, when all that had failed, they decided to attack Dr. Willie Soon, who is my very distinguished co-author of this paper, who's been an astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics for the last 25 years. And they had the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, all the left-wing mainstream media wrote lying pieces saying that he had a conflict of interest in that he should have declared he was funded by fossil fuel interests when writing our paper. Well, he has, as many scientists have had, funding both from governments and from fossil fuel interests in the past. However, at present, at the time he worked on our paper, he wasn't being funded by anyone.
But let me just interrupt you for a moment, please, because I follow this, and we always defend ourselves. I've never gotten any fossil fuel company money, but I also follow the news for 23 years, 20 years on air. Most of the big oil companies, like Dutch Royal Shell and BP, are some of the biggest funders of climate change baloney. ExxonMobil, 8 years ago, Rex Tillerson was put on notice, it was in the news, that he would get behind it by David Rockefeller or be removed at the board meeting because David came and exercised the fact that he was the majority owner of it since it was busted up with the Sherman Antitrust Act in 1906. And so that raised its ugly head, the robber baron money, and the fact that, in fact, there's the headline, fossil fuel industry caught taking a page out of the tobacco playbook. So they're spinning it that it's the fossil fuel companies doing this when you could go into any university and find a department where something's going to be funded by one of these industries and then supposedly discredits it. The truth is, you look at the Hive the Decline people and you look at ClimateGate and you look at Pachauri and all these players and Al Gore owning one of the climate exchanges and Obama invested in the Chicago Exchange. I mean, it's a total joke. They are the most conflicted group of anybody, and I'm just sick of the red herring. That's all they've got is all scientists agree with us. And when you show that most don't, they go, well, you're all paid off by oil companies. It's just
listen,
insane.
I mean, it is completely outrageous. Something like, I think it's 5,000 times as much funding goes to true believers in Thermageddon, this new religion, than to those of us who are skeptical. I mean, nothing comes to me at all. I very occasionally get a speaker fee here and there, but nobody pays me to do my research into the climate. I'm always being asked that. The left are always trying to catch me out saying, who's paying you?
Well, why are they allowed to be paid, but then you aren't?
I think it's because governments have decided for various reasons of extending their own power and reach and getting more taxation and regulatory power that they want to back this story whether it's true or not. I've had this from several members of the Conservative Party in Britain, which is the ruling party here. They know perfectly well it's rubbish, but they also find it very convenient as a way of keeping the taxpayer in his place. So there's a large element of sort of totalitarian suppression of freedom and transfer of wealth from the little guy to the big
guy.
Sure,
it's a giant power grab, but, I mean, isn't this good that they're forced to look at your paper? Doesn't this show you're having a big effect, that they're trying to discredit it?
I think the fact is they are furious, because what I've done is I've said, look, you can have a simple climate model, so simple you can run it on a pocket calculator, and that model shows we're not going to get all that much warming. Now, what worries them about that is that if I'm proven to be right, then a lot of very searching questions are going to be asked in 30 or 40 years' time about why so many trillions were spent on the basis of these huge climate models that simply got it wrong. And if you want to see this paper for yourself, because it's a Lulu, there's a lot of very good material in it. As you can see, it's flashing on the screen now. You can go to scibull.com, scibull.com, rather an unfortunate moniker for their website, and then just click on most read articles, and we are number one on on the list. And please do that, because the more people download this paper, the more the left will take note that no longer are we sitting back and just letting them control the journals. We are getting in too. Of course, the left have been furious at the Science Bulletin for running this. There's been a lot of complaints about Willie Soon having not declared his conflict of interest, but I wrote to the editors and said, look, this has arisen, and here is the answer. None of us was paid a single cent to do months of work. You know, a scientific paper is not an easy thing to do. It takes a lot of work to put it together. We were not paid a single cent by anyone to do that. So the editor very kindly accepted that and has been sending my letter out to all the complainers saying, well, look, actually, there isn't any money that changed hands here, and it's a perfectly good, straightforward paper, so why don't you read it?
Well, that's just like when Brian Williams gets discredited, they change the subject to Bill O'Reilly, and I'm not defending Bill O'Reilly. He's even promoted this nonsense. The point is they want to change the subject by demonizing somebody to get the attention off of them, when the fact that the ice sheets are getting bigger and that it's so cold, people know this is bull. Then they learn that
there's been no global warming for 18 years, according to the RSS satellite data set. No warming for about a decade on any data set. And that's certainly not what they predicted. We've had sea level hardly changing at all, according to the Envisat satellite, in the 8 years it operated. The GRACE satellites, which are the gravitational recovery satellites, probably now the most accurate way of measuring sea level, actually showed it falling between 2003 and 2009.
Sure, it's a giant power grab, and you're the champion of exposing it, and we'll continue to get updates from you. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. You can go there and link through and find the paper. Get it out to everybody you know and get in their face. It's all a big power grab by George Soros and others who literally tax everything humans do. Lord Moncton, Godspeed.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Gina, Steve Allen. Shortly, we'll go to your calls in this segment, the next. Then Joel Gilbert is joining us. A lot of these calls are about Iran, Israel. I mean, if Israel hits Iran, it is going to be a big deal. And that's, I'm just having trouble here because I'm not going to side with Obama. Everything Obama does is bad. And then to see Obama on the surface snubbing Israel, there's just major stuff afoot. Major stuff's going on. You can see that on every front. The power grabs, it's all over the top. I haven't plugged any products today, and we're an hour and 54 minutes in the broadcast. If you want to support this transmission and help get the word out, please tell your friends and family about the show. There are a lot of moves out there with Google and others to start censoring. You just saw the FCC power grab. I mean, things are in high gear. So please pray for the broadcast. Please pray for our providence and provision. Please continue to spread the word, and please purchase the products. Super Male Vitality sold out over the weekend, as I told you it would. It'll be a couple weeks, bare minimum, until we get more in. It's being manufactured right now here in the USA of the highest quality products. Super Female is simply a different formulation, has all the same stuff in it, but one thing's removed and two of the things are added. I personally get a better energized kick out of Super Female, and we're kind of having a quandary right now. We may add the ingredients of both together in a pill, but then it wouldn't be cold pressed, but it'd be a lot less expensive. That's in the works. Probably takes 6 months to develop. But the tincture is amazing. It's 30% off until it sells out. It'll sell out in a matter of days, a matter of days. Most people would up prices when something was selling out. We're not doing that. We are lowering the price to introduce you to it so that you'll become a regular customer and we can fund our operation. Super high quality. Another special that's going to end in about 6 days or while supplies last. Six is the maximum amount, so it's a week-long sale. We're into day two, but or until supplies last. It may be 2 or 3 days. The immune booster, ancient defense, herbal tincture is a whole bunch of concentrated herbs and fruit extracts, other extracts that are known to boost the immune system and just overall health. I love it. You get a free bottle of ancient defense up at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. I've got a bottle of Ancient Defense here. Here it is, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex, 2-ounce bottle, excellent for your children, excellent for yourself. When you get two bottles of X2 Nation Iodine, you get a bottle of that absolutely free. That sale will go for 6 days or while supplies last. There's a bunch of other specials running right now at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com has the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel to support the broadcast and meet like-minded people. I start trying to hurry during a plug to go to your calls and start tripping over myself. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Let's jam in one caller before we go to break and come back with more. Regina in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that barring the political inclinations of the speech today, I think he gave Congress some insight into what he's actually dealing with in the region. We're not there, but he is. And defending his people is probably a very high priority, barring any evilness in the government and the governments across the world. I mean, that's just my opinion. And looking at the 6 days war after they established their state, I mean, to my eyes, that was just a godsend. I mean, God-induced. That's
You're talking
what I
about
think.
Providence.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, they were surrounded then, and look what they accomplished by themselves. So that's what I think.
Well, that's right. And you know, that's why people say, you know, go in and take over Israel, hand it over to people. It's not going to happen. They have nuclear weapons, and they've got Providence. We'll be right back. Stay with us in the third hour, ladies and gentlemen,
at
InfoWars.com. Thank you, Regina, for the call. More calls.
Visit
Alex and others are straight ahead.
Today. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.